Welcome back to the Guildhall Podcast. Please visit us at the-guildhall.net and join us on Discord. You can also join us on Twitch on most Saturdays at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time.
I didn't hear now recording.
I'm kind of missing the now recording.
I know, so did I.
Come on, Gark. Maybe Gark lost his voice.
Gark.
I'm assuming he is recording because he told me he started recording.
Oh.
And I'm not editing this out, so all this, yeah, it says it started. Welcome back to the Guildhall Podcast, the annual play RPG podcast. We are back with Rodania. All right, who remembers what happened last time?
The indentured servant.
We made questionable choices, as usual.
Okay, let's start with Sam. Sam, who are you, and who is everybody else?
Hold on, let me get all the screens up so I can go through names and remember everything here. No, oh, wait, no, that's a terrible screen. No, that's a subscription screen. Okay, hello, I don't need to know my name, even though I do, because I always forget it every week. My name is Sam, I know that part, I've been saying that name for a long time. I am playing Evan Deleen Eastwood, son of my father. I obviously remember his name. I'm not going to say it because you've heard it enough. You know, I am a halfling paladin who's on a vengeance quest to avenge his father, but then that got sidetracked because I found out Poppy was alive, and now we're going after some elementals of war. I can remember their names. Give me a second. People, don't worry, it's going to come to me in a second. But anyways, on a quest, we're currently in a town, building up our house again since it got lost. And moving on in a popcorn fashion to the next person. You know, this is what you're supposed to give me warning. I should know it, so I have my maesters. Master of Ilion?
Master of Orc Relations?
Master of Orc Relations. The Druid, played by Garrett. Garrett? I added a D there?
Playing Harry the... Harry Halfthorn, the druid. He is master of orc relations and their indentured servants. And I have lots of orc cousins, but only one is here today. And that's Justin.
I'm Justin, a.k.a. Orc. I'm Garrett's cousin.
He comes with his own half-track.
What's that?
I said you come with your own laugh track.
Of course. Come from across the seas here. Apparently we have a slight culture difference going on since I showed up with my indentured servant, Kay, a.k.a.
I look up character name.
Wait, I haven't been playing this character very long. I lost the tab.
Aria?
Oh, no.
Aria?
That's a weird name.
Aria Solis. That was
there
it.
There you go.
There you go.
Great. I am a tiefling druid, and I got myself into trouble with Fork, and now I'm a slave, indentured servant.
That's better.
Yeah. And you have a barnacle problem.
Yeah. You say problem, I say it's a feature, not a bug.
Okay. That's all I got.
Yeah. And then, Sam, who else? That was my end. That's the orc relation. You introduced someone else. Go.
Moving on to Master of Research. Robert.
My name is Robert. I'm playing Elias Nemstrom, the Eladrin wizard. Abjuration wizard, who doing a lot of research and generally doesn't have time for this shenanigans of like social normities of like how acceptable is slavery and stuff like this. So I deal with the research.
And with that, that's all the people we currently have here for now.
Yep.
There will be joining us Hans, our beloved Warforged, but he is currently stuffing his face with pizza, as far as I remember.
We're getting a pizza.
I couldn't tell from his message what he was doing.
Yes.
Yes.
Last time on the Guild Hall podcast, we did have Hans get attacked by 20 Warforged who he infected with the plague, and most of them, he got attacked by a lot more Warforged than that. No. Yeah, no, 20 attacked, 18 were killed by his poisonousness, 2 weren't affected by it, but they were killed just by general physical harm. And we then took those bodies for research, and there's currently a political drama.
From that, Ilias put down a note saying there's a 90% infection rate.
Yes. there's currently some political drama.
This was good research material, yes.
I think we mostly ended off on that we would be returning the Warforged bodies to their homeland. But if they are accidentally lost in a fire, I do not think we ourselves or this land could be blamed for that. So it should skirt any political faux pas. And I think I'm supposed to stop paying Luke at some point, but that's for another day.
I'm not going to worry about that.
Wait, you were still paying him?
Let's start with Ilias.
Hello. So,
first off, a month has gone by since last session.
158 on my spell plague.
I know, and I'm about to tell you what's going on right now.
Excellent.
You've hit a brick wall in your research. You have come up with, you have come up with a few theories on how to deal with this. The problem is, you now need to start the experimentation stage of your thing, and you're going to need a live subject.
And by alive, you mean not Warforged.
Not Warforged.
And by alive, you mean not from our army.
Not currently inert because of your agreement with a god.
Yes. Well. So, what was our beloved NPC called again?
Luke?
I think Luke is the most beloved NPC.
Sorry, I had a man lost this. Luke, the hunting man. Overman, I don't care. But someone who actually infected with the sting and hasn't been... Seriously, who do I need to go through to hunt some people down who are infected? Hans is doing it everywhere.
If you want to do it as simple as possible, you could just abduct someone who's coming out of the docks.
I mean, abduct, put into, protective custody, those are niceties, which because I'm gonna go and need to talk to the Baron. The legal Baron now, right? He can legally arrest people. This is way easier.
Okay, so to discuss local laws. Okay, you guys are providing some amount of police services, basically between your section and to the docks. Most of the city still falls under the purview of the paladins and the judges who are basically overseeing the city, but you are basically given access to the south, basically along the old desert trade routes, along with those two desert villages. It's basically the edge of your jurisdiction.
Right, police service. That's the physical might of this backwater place this realm has, right?
It's one of those things where it's pretty Blackwater, so if you're a sheriff, you're pretty much god in that town.
Yeah. It's almost as if everyone here has sheriff hats on.
You could claim that.
Good. I'm sure our Baron will find a way to arrest someone.
Sorry, cat bit my ankle in the middle of that.
And Ilias will fall off in order to go talk to the Baron.
Okay.
I'm going to jump straight to me.
Okay, yeah. Baron.
Yes.
You can add 500 gold to your character.
500 gold to my character?
Well, to the house.
Okay, I have gold on my character, technically.
I'm sorry, by the way. I'm on 79 on the ritual part. Is there anything new, or?
Not yet at 79.
Gotcha. No. This was very disappointing. I rolled 320s and 119.
Okay, basically, because you had just took over this area, there were back taxes that were technically owed to this jurisdiction. So the two towns basically paid up their back taxes.
Great. I've already taken a protection fee. Great.
Yeah, I mean...
What do you think nobility is?
Yeah. I know.
It's just lawful racketeering, that's all.
Huh? Well, they set the law, so yeah.
Okay. I get that. It's good to get some extra money in the coffers. Gonna need that. I guess Ilias will show up on my... tent step? My floors? Do I have a tower yet? Do I have a house?
You not have a tower. Okay, I'm so living in a tower.
We've pushed the timeline forward a month.
Okay.
I will get to the other consequences of that in a little bit. Because we pushed the timeline forward a month, some of the fort that you're now living out of has been basically renovated. I am sure your engineers would probably concentrate on your area first, because it's you. And for some reason, they have also decided the next highest priority is the kitchen.
That makes complete sense.
So those two places are currently done.
The best thing is while my area was just like walls, have a good day. For some reason, for the kitchen, there was intensive tunneling done before the kitchen was built.
You had like 3 days. Were they like just like shored up your room, made sure there was nothing going through, probably like cleaned it up mostly, like repaired some edges and stuff like that. And then they've spent the last remainder of the month working nonstop on the kitchen.
Yep, makes sense. Right.
Yeah, My lord, Baron, I have arrived with Luke. We are at a snag in our research, and we need your permission and kind of political, like, thing. Your political wizardry, where you just bend to the laws of the realm, how I bend to the laws of physics around. We need some live subjects, and he, like, turns to Luke. Do they have to be humanoid, or could we take animals, by the way?
Well, they have to be infected by the plague.
Yeah, I mean, we could have animals, right?
So far, this plague has only seemed to be affecting
sentience?
Living people, living like mortal people. You're not sure what they did. Now, with further investigation, you could probably try to slightly alter the plague to infect animals.
Yeah, let's not do that. Let's just...
I'm just saying.
If that's something I hear Luke say, I'm gonna be like, Luke, no!
Luke, you were supposed to be calming me down when it came to reckless abandon in research, so...
Do we want a zoonotic, whatchamacallit?
I make a cantrip to, like, spray water bottle style on him. It's like, bad, bad, bad. You were supposed to calm me down. I am the mad scientist here.
We've hit the point of research where we don't exactly know how to fix it, but we definitely know ways to make it worse.
Oh, no, absolutely. 100%. I can make this so much worse. We are not doing that. Yes, but we do need a few people who, are infected and are not currently protected by this whole thing. This actually kind of admittingly not a great thing, which I'm proposing. But you have tasked me to solve the plague of a demigod type thing. So,
I am okay with that. Now, I will ask you simply, do you expect this person to stay living throughout the experimentation?
Luke sort of walks away.
All right. I'm gonna be blunt. I'm not gonna promise anything, but I would do my darndest to see that this person survives, okay? Because that's the whole point of this.
Then I think I shall potentially...
But for our own peace of mind and everything, we need to, like, do this to some enemies of ours, maybe. That's probably better for everyone involved. Like, find some bandits, find some, I don't care.
We don't want to do illegal non-whatchamacallit research. We'd rather
How is this
crimes.
Illegal when I'm literally talking to an illegal?
So at least I will say as a servant of the divine, I don't think I could just political loophole somebody into being a test subject for you. But as a servant of the divine, I think I can find loopholes in our protection, and I will issue a royal decree looking for volunteers. And if they volunteer for the test subject, knowing that will help out family, the land, and quite literally the entire continent, then we can remove them from our house, and they will then be a infected individual for you.
Okay, your Baroness, like, I was proposing something which wouldn't turn us immediately to the evil alignment, and you made this so much worse with that singular, like, proposition that we infect our own people and then strip their protection in order to see this, instead of just taking someone who was infected, either by happen chance because Hans, or because they were our enemies and around us.
Our people are already infected. All we are doing is asking them to volunteer to help out with cleaning this infection from the world.
Okay, someone told you you were a paladin, so you deal with this, okay? I'm just telling you what I need in order to, like, continue that. And I would like those people to survive, but I cannot promise anything.
Okay.
By the way, I do have a conscience. I'm aware that I'm rarely showing it, but
I just, like, I will happily potentially look into prisons and death sentences of people.
That would be great.
But I also will say, depending on how many we need, and not just, I don't want to put somebody on a death sentence just so you get a test subject.
Okay,
plus, I would like to have a backup of volunteers.
Okay, that's where you lost me. Everything else before was cool.
Yes. Like, did you miss the volunteer part?
It's not a great prospect for volunteering, okay?
I understand, but you know what, Robert? I mean, Ilias, I apologize. You are correct. Paul.
Yes.
Can I denounce my own house so I am no longer under protection? Oh, wait.
That wouldn't work.
Am I protected from my divinity? Or am I protected from the protection we get from the... Which
you're protected
which,
by your divinity.
Here's the problem. I believe if you denounce your own house, you're still protected. No one else is.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know what? That won't work. I can't sacrifice myself. I sacrifice myself. Everyone else dies. Okay, that did not work out as I expected.
That was not how I thought this would go.
Also, I don't know which divine sense is protecting me.
You are immune to all sickness, I believe.
Are you at that stage of paladinhood, Sam?
I forget where it is. But anyways, it's kind of moot. In one way or another, it just won't work out.
the worst of both scenarios. Everyone else is infected, and you're doubly protected. It's like
level 3 divine health, immune to disease.
Oh, excuse me. Yes. So on that note, then I will definitely say I'm going to check politically in a way with the judges who I hold in such high regard.
Mm-hmm.
To see if there's anybody, if they do have death sentences in this land.
They seem oddly willing to give over people on death row for just random scientific experiments.
Yes, I will.
The case, then I have no issues with this if they are okay with it.
Evan, I will attempt to. If this continues for a little while, I will attempt not to, like, cackle or make evil experiments above what is actually needed. But someone lightly slap me over the head if I become too evil in this whole, like, evil scientist role.
Will do.
Yeah, I'm calling this reckless at this point, but not evil intentional. But there's a slippery slope I'm currently walking. I recognize this.
But then also I'm going to ask for volunteers, not from the engineering corps.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little too useful. But from mm-hmm. anyone else in my people, I will ask for volunteers. They will...
Right. You lost me again, Evan, because you just said they are too useful to volunteer for this terrible thing. You are literally categorizing people by how useful they are to be potentially sacrificed or not, and that's where I draw the line. So I'm going to leave you to the thoughts. You just get me the test subjects, okay?
Oh, yeah, and I'm not telling you this.
we were having this discussion.
Oh, no, Ilias, you I just go, okay, I'll get it done.
Is that a way?
And then from my side, I check with the judges. They say apparently it's okay, so you will get random death row prisoners, and I guess I'll add some extra guards to the your research area. Then I will also, if there's not a inexhaustible supply of them, depending on how fast Ilias goes through the test subjects.
Yeah, I'm not deliberately murdering them. It's just like, oh, this is a debilitating sickness which I am attempting to find a cure for.
Then I will also go by the side of looking for volunteers for my people. Once again, not being able to use... I am just going to play into this social elite thing. Can't use the educated folk that I got. Those engineers got their education. We got to go for the bottom of the barrel. But they will. I will offer, if they volunteer with potential, you know, dangerous workplaces, I will make sure their family is taken care of.
Okay.
And I'll see if that works. About if I can, you know, technically, like, politically kick them from my house.
We'll start with three prisoners,
yes,
and we'll move on from there. Let's see what happens.
Yes, let's see how evil I have to get. I mean, noble I have to get. Nobody's
okay. Special. All right. Okay, Ilias, I need you to make a heal check at disadvantage.
I do have a Luke with me, who will surely assist me in this endeavor.
Luke cannot assist on heal because he is not trained in heal.
I should probably get someone who can heal.
That would probably be helpful.
Yes, maybe, I shall find them among the party. Yes.
Well, I'm not sure if you trust your brand new... I don't know if you trust your brand new... party members with this information about what is going on.
Wizard away! Harry, I require you.
Wait. Huh? What do I do?
I require your services
as a
healer.
Harry, just drops all the food that he was eating. What?
I require your services as a healer.
Oh, okay. Who am I healing?
Yes. Let's talk while we walk.
Oh, okay.
And by walking, I mean... Yes, Who actually thing? Walking, because I'm running out of spell slots for the day. Let's go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I have... You remember the research I'm doing, right?
Okay, your three prisoners are Alec,
robot?
Garrett, not huh? Garrett, Garrot, and Hilda. Just so you
yes.
know.
Your gender balance is going to be all kinds of messed up.
Ilias will explain the situation to Harry in the most, like, kind way. I require your help in this. You are by far more accomplished when it comes to the art of healing, while I am more of a practical scientist who has not, in fact, a doctorate. I do also, now that I say it, actually don't believe that you have a doctorate as well, but you have the closest thing which goes for it.
I have a piece of paper that says that I get some money off if I use it at this tavern. Does that count?
I don't know. It would depend what the piece of paper says.
It says BOGO, but I believe it stands for buy one, get one.
Let's go with something else. By the way, do you know anyone else who would be an accomplished healer of some sort? Who could, no, who could, like I said, the more people I have there with the
Okay.
skill would be
I was
helpful,
about to say,
actually. That laugh was out of character.
this is the most important question for you, Garrett. Garrett, are you trained in the heal skill?
Let me see. I believe I am. Whatever it is. Is it medicine?
Yeah, that
Yes.
works.
I'm not proficient in it, no.
Then we have a problem, and
Just
please
K?
direct me. Yes.
Not that type of druid, exactly.
Okay, are you trained in medicine?
I am.
Excellent.
Dun 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 dun.
Direct me to this person who has trained in the medical arts.
Wait, don't you already know this because I helped you last game?
Did you help me in a medical thing?
Well, I helped you with the research because you needed a healer.
Yes, you're correct. I'm so sorry. It's been a while. Yes.
I think that was herbalism, though. It was more like that side, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
But if she's trained in
Right.
healing, then she could help not have people not die from the
Right.
research.
There's this herbalist, which could surely help us.
Yes, witch.
Yes.
She is that kind of druid.
Yes.
Nice. Excellent. Well, excellent. Harry, you want to come with me?
Sure.
Wonderful. Wizard away! Portal over
Ah.
here. We require your services as a healer. What was your name again? Person. Ari. Sol. Yes, that. This person. Yes.
I am happy to assist.
Wonderful cooperation. I like it.
Like
Yes. What? So you were saying?
said plagues are bad.
I'm sorry, what is bad?
Plagues.
Plagues,
Plagues.
yes. We are trying to deal with that. We currently have some subjects, people who were actually on death row in or is it, I need a healer to compromise my magnificent skills at attempting to gain more information into this.
Can you
Please
do
tell
it?
me that you have studied medicine in the arts of what is it you do actually? I'm sorry. I haven't actually. I mean, I know that you have useful skills, but I don't think we have ever like talked about your degrees of where you have studied.
I've studied through texts of my people. I lived as a hermit in the forest until I decided that I needed to get some real world experience, and I've been taking care of Fork ever since I tried to steal his money.
Hold on, you said you read the old ancient texts of your people.
Yes.
And Denir be praised. Wonderful. Finally, a learned person. Come
Oh
with me.
God, you can read. Thank you.
No,
Or
I'm.
no, I know.
If.
Sorry.
I mean, Elias worships the god of writing. I'm not actually kidding about that. This is a thing he does, so yeah.
Oh wow. Okay, so he probably does like kiss your feet at
No,
this
he
point.
genuinely finds this. Yes, this is a learned
He's
person.
finally
Go with
dealing
me.
with someone on his level. It's like,
Well, I
that's why
wouldn't
I
go
said
that
he was
far, but at least someone who at least has some
Yes.
knowledge.
I'm sure he's spoken with the engineers. Like, they're learned, but they do different things.
Yes, that is
They
true.
won't stare at you blankly whenever you talk to them.
All right.
Like
Wonderful.
most everyone else.
Yes, so we are not trying to like engineer this plague into something even worse. Someone suggested that. I don't know how that came into mind. If by the way, I need a promise from the two of you. If I slip into full on becoming a mad scientist, if you suddenly see me like playing with lightning and screaming, it's alive or something, whack me over the head or something.
I mean, is this something you're actually concerned about?
I have to be concerned about this. I'm the main researcher dealing with a terrible plague. My sanity should be pretty high up when it comes to, like, precautions.
I agree with you, but I feel like it should not be that difficult to...
A month, Garrett. Yes, you've had a long rest.
What was that?
No,
I was asking.
Short or long rest, and I said it. It's been a month since the last game, like in the world.
So, okay, yeah. No, I'm not prone to madness or anything, but you never know. This is a research subject that could probably take the mind of lesser people than myself.
How very noble of you!
I am trying to undo the work of a god. Anyway, wonderful. Help me out. Let's go.
All right.
He stops posing dramatically when there was no reaction.
Harry, come on. You have this guidance thing, which can be very useful. At least I hope you have this guidance thing, which can be very useful.
Yes, I have guidance.
Excellent. Then you are coming along. You're dealing with guidance every minute now. You are now my guidance counselor.
Okay.
All right. Was it healing? And the next question is, do I have to make that roll, or can the person with actual healing help do that?
Get away from my Pepsi.
Okay, it doesn't matter if you... Do you have healing also?
I do not. Then it does matter, because then I can be assisted, but
You're still at a strict disadvantage, because you only have one person with healing.
Okay. Can I get the guidance assistant by basically having Harry be there long term in order
That's
to
fine.
Help me? Thank you. Let's hope for the best.
All right, do you want to roll or do you want Ari to roll?
Because, well, they would roll with disadvantage, wouldn't they?
Well, everyone's rolling with disadvantage right now.
No, because if I get assistance from someone who has the skill, then I would... Then the disadvantage would go away.
Okay, so the disadvantage.
You normally get advantage when you have assistance.
Okay.
So it would equalize out with the disadvantage, and I would just make a flat roll.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say it would just make it a regular roll then.
Right. Did we just break prot? Or?
I said, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Good.
Sorry. I think I said it's short and it didn't come over.
Yeah, no. Oh, sorry.
No.
Hold on. Nope. That's nothing. It's just, it comes down to dice rolls, at which point I'm fucked because I can't roll dice to save my life.
Okay. All right. So the dice roll sucked. All right. So we'll do this same similar situation. So now Alec has one failed roll.
I was going to say, did you do the guidance? But I see it at the end there. It helped.
Oh, it was definitely the best of all of that. My wisdom is a positive number. I'm not trained in healing. For some unseen reason, medicine is not intelligence based.
I mean,
okay.
Intelligence is so fucking useless in 5th edition.
It kind of is.
It kind of is. If you're not a wizard, then just
I was
going to
say,
it.
I think wizards are the only ones.
They are. Well, artificers now, but that's still not enough.
It helps you with religion?
Actually, with some of the like extra optional rules, like learning new proficiencies, intelligence becomes slightly more useful because then it's the requirement how often you have to do this in order to learn something new. But without it, fucking useless.
All right. So so Alec is now fully at stage 2 of the plague.
Wait, this thing has stages?
Yes.
Oh, jeez. I didn't pay attention in science.
Okay, so he is both infectious and he's now showing symptoms. Geralt has stage 1 and Hilda is stage 1. And now they each need to make constitution check for this role for this week.
But surely they would be under medical care, so they would roll with advantage, right?
No, that's why I had you roll the healing roll.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, so he... All right, so we're safe, and I will be progressing Hilda to stage 2 also at the end of this week. Okay, now you can make your research roll.
That's an arcana, isn't it? Just normal arcana? Yes,
that is your arcana roll to actually do the research now that you have a live subject.
Is that a long-term thing? So that means...
You're going to have to track this as long-term. You can stop the research on the plague now.
No, I mean, if it's long-term, then Luke can't assist me on this, because like long-term rolls can only be made flat rolls, I believe.
Yeah. It's your once-a-week research roll. But now you needed subjects to continue your once-a-week research roll. Gotcha. So we're gonna start from scratch.
Oh, so yeah, progressing with an A-team, so it is.
All right, that's good. Okay.
So, week 10, 18, all right.
Okay. All right, back to the rest of the group.
Yeah, I think we're going full.
I was going to say, do the +4 for guidance.
Can't. Long-term research roles can't be affected by the short-term.
Yeah, because it's basically him doing things over the course of a week and figuring out what's actually happening with the people.
But we are I think we are shutting down, or not shutting down, but we are closing off the complex. We are going full Umbrella Corporation on this and want to keep this on the wraps, just in case something goes wrong. So the two of you have been like semi-hired into this tower of research now.
Uh-oh.
You get your own quarters and everything. Everything is being taken care of, but let's limit the whole leaving part for the time being. I might need you at hand.
Yeah, I might not want this to get any worse.
No, we do not. I don't think we are cutting off all communication. We have like word in someone's ear from afar and sending.
I was gonna say, someone might want to tell Fork where his servant is.
Oh, I don't care about these small things.
You will eventually.
I mean, yeah. I mean, eventually he's gonna come and ask questions. But...
Okay. Well, Fork. I mean. Oh, sorry, I gave him the idea. Okay, here
you
go.
No, I need something else from Fork. Fork!
Yeah.
I need your will save.
Oh. One sec.
Or wisdom saving throw, sorry.
Wisdom save.
I'm still on previous editions in my brain.
It's all good. Just a flat wisdom save?
Just a flat wisdom save. All right.
Damn. Whoa!
You're not affected by the foreign intelligence this week.
Excellent.
Or today, not this week. Sorry.
Stop having more scientific problems, which I need to solve. God damn it!
This is magical.
Also, a problem I would be responsible for.
Yes.
I was hired when we were fighting dragons. I have. Gone away from this a long time ago.
All right. Back to Allied. You here? You in the call?
Hello. Okay. It is I. Mm-hmm.
Good news.
Oh!
Your whatchamacallit, your construction is ahead of schedule.
Oh! Wait, which one?
Hotel.
I'm sorry?
Your hotel and casino?
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
Okay. So, the ground has been cleared. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the person you hired as foreman apparently has it in good with some judges. So, like, all of the, like, legality issues that you might have faced have appeared to have gone off. And he's only charging you 100 gold to bribe the judges.
I thought I bribed them way earlier, but alright, that's fine.
Okay. Huh. Okay, so he'll take your money and he'll grease the right pockets. So whatchamacallit? The building has already been They've already basically set up the ground, and now they're actually starting the construction of the building. So they're gonna aim for 5 stories.
Ooh, that seems reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean Hans has been doing some stuff. Man, these judges have made a lot of money off Hans so far. What good friends.
Yes, yes.
I really should start going to their meetings.
I mean, if you play this the right way, you could end up being one of the judges in your later life. Well, I don't know about later life. You're a robot.
Oh my god. We get in trouble, and all of a sudden, hello!
Hello, everybody!
Oh,
I heard you have been naughty boys! So that means the coffin wagon's here!
Okay. Okay, so the next thing you need to do is you need to basically hire your drivers.
Ah.
So, here is your choice.
Uh-huh.
You can spend, like, 10 golds.
Yes.
And have very responsible drivers. They'll pick people up, drop them off, make sure they all get to the right places at the right times, all that sort of stuff.
Or
you could spend 50 golds and have very responsible drivers who will also pick up the wallets that their customer drops.
Now, see, the only question about that, the wallets that they drop, right?
Yes.
Is that on the way coming in to spend it, or on
it's
the way
always going to be on the way home.
Ah, well, you know what, Fraud? I like that.
Okay.
That's thinking with your noggin. Hans is going to just, like, have his own little, like, boss room he's not even going to be aware of.
Okay.
While we're playing D&D, you're just over there playing, like, freaking Grand Theft Auto or whatever, running your freaking side gigs and shit.
All right. So you've hired the very responsible drivers who also pick the pockets of their clients on the way home.
Yes. Spider-Man, get the pickets, the wallets taken.
All right. That is all of the side business. We will rejoin this game in 5 minutes on episode 2.
Question, Prot. Do you remember what I was supposed to do my research on? It was all my boys, right? The research guys?
Yes, you were supposed to do research on your boys.
Okay.
We will deal with that in the next session.
Hey, actually.
Next session? Oh,
not next
okay.
Session, next Ooh. Episode.
Would you take... What's it called?
Take your hand?
Requests for items being read.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the adventure. Stay tuned for more episodes. You can watch us play on twitch.tv at the Guildhall Podcast channel. If you want to join a game or just say hi, stop by our Discord. Details are at the-guildhall.net. The music in this episode was created by Philip E. Ray and used under Creative Commons. Thank you, and I hope to see you next time.